Blog Talk Radio.
I don't feel like hearing that song today after the decision was handed down by the Supreme Court of the state of New York that Occupy Wall Street cannot keep their tents in Zuccotti Park. This all started in the middle of the night last night when Mayor Bloomberg and his brown shirts moved in the middle of the night and refused to allow the press to cover their brutality. A tweet from the scene was from a G. Gorsnick, said the New York City authorities clearly feel Occupy Wall Street's eviction is just and reasonable. That's why they're doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning and barring all press. MSNBC and most of the other media, corporate medias, did not have anything about any kind of brutality. Reading directly from an MSNBC piece of shit, it says the corporate media reports hours after police descended on Zuccotti Park in a surprise sweep of the Occupy Wall Street headquarters, protesters were locked in a standoff Tuesday morning with police over a court order that would allow them to return to their tents. That's the problem. The occupiers received and handed out to Mayor Bloomberg and his brown shirts a court order that allowed them to be there with their tents. Mayor Bloomberg and his brown shirts promptly ignored said court order and refused to allow everybody back in. So the Lawyers Guild had to go back to court, and the judgment was supposed to have been entered at noon Eastern. It is now 5 o'clock Eastern, and the important fact that should be brought up here is that the first thing that Bloomberg did was he removed the judge who originally put the temporary restraining order in progress. One of the reasons he probably removed her was because she was a former member of the ACLU. The judge he got in there was a former DA, a district attorney. And so he got what he wanted. He got a judge in there that would give him what he wanted, which is that there are now no tents allowed in Zuccotti Park whatsoever. So to go back to what I was originally going to talk about, besides the fact that Bloomberg's a piece of shit and so are his brown shirts, the way that the corporate media painted all this was that, you know, it was fine. They just came in and cleared them out, even though they were in riot gear. You know, they made a bunch of arrests and just drove everybody out of the park, and it was no big fucking deal. Of course, if that's the corporate media. If you want to know what really happened, then you need to go to the alternative media, for instance, Alternet. Their headline reads, "Crackdown on OWS, Zuccotti Park raided under a media blackout. Pepper spray and batons were used, and the tents were cleared out by bulldozers." People were texting all over the place. It says the park has been cleared. People were pepper sprayed. Everything was just bulldozed down. They had over 5,000 books in their Occupy Wall Street library. The brown shirts had no problems picking up all of those books and throwing them in dumpsters. They had no, they didn't give a shit about anybody's personal possessions. They just took and blew them all to hell and back. And this was a planned raid, which is why the Lawyers Guild of New York went ahead and tried to get the TRO so that the brown shirts and Bloomberg couldn't do what they were going to do. The article at Alternet is quite good. It's a very long piece. The cops reportedly told the people that the confiscated items, which were basically everything because they did this in the middle of the night, would be available at the Department of Sanitation. In other words, you know, it's a trash heap. They also blocked off in any way possible all of the streets so that the protesters, and they beat them back if they tried to get anywhere near Zuccotti Park to see if there are any, if any of their belongings were still intact. There's also on my website, leftwingnutjob.net, there's also an amateur video of one of the beatings, something that you sure as hell will not find on MSNBC or the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of those other corporate media sites. According to reports on Twitter and an Occupy Wall Street press release, downtown subways and the Brooklyn Bridge were shut down, airspace was blocked off, and a barricade was erected to prevent supporters who were already alerted by text from entering. So they did everything they could to keep supporters from coming in there and you know, helping out the people that were, you know, being drug out. And several bystanders who did arrive to help were, of course, pepper sprayed and or beaten. There's plenty of stories out there to justify all of this. This isn't all just bullshit that's being made up. It's just stuff that the corporate media is never going to tell you. And most of the information I'm giving you is off of the alternate article. It actually gives you a timeline of the raid of the Occupy Wall Street, New York City encampment. And some of the timelines, of course, are unconfirmed. But like I said, it was a very, very violent raid, and that's something that you will not hear from the assholes in the corporate media. For instance, one of the things I was reading on, it said that the kitchen tent was tear gassed. Police moved in with Zip cups, cuffs, so anybody who was left in that tent was immediately taken into, was arrested. And that was at 3:36 a.m. At 3:33 a.m., the bulldozers began moving in. At 3:16 a.m., the occupiers started linking arms around the riot police. At 3:15, police started destroying personal items, and occupiers were prevented from leaving with their possessions. The cops wouldn't even let them take stuff out with them. Then they just started deploying something called sound cannons. It was also, they also supposedly started cutting down trees because people were chaining themselves to trees. A New York City council member, Edonis Rodriguez, was arrested and he was bleeding from his forehead. Some defiant occupiers barricaded themselves in the Liberty Square kitchen, like I said. That was promptly tear gassed and mowed down by the bulldozers. It goes on and on, the shit that they pulled. Like I said, every subway except for at least one was shut down. It says the R line, all subways but the R line were shut down. And press helicopters were not allowed in the airspace. They want to make sure that nobody saw what they were doing. And so the only coverage that we really have is from the alternative press that was already inside spending the night, because God knows the corporate media never spends the night there. They just show up in the morning to, you know, to get their story, and then they leave to file it. So, you know, the stories that we are getting, you know, was from like people from Alternet. The Brooklyn Bridge was closed. Of course, the police were in full riot gear. At Pandagon, which is a website, Amanda Marco had this to offer up on the destruction of the library. Media Bistro is reporting that the New York Police Department destroyed over 5,000 books that had been amassed in the OWS library for over the past 2 months. The young protesters who were volunteering as librarians tweeted the ordeal of watching what has come to become, historically speaking, the symbol of authoritarian governments oppressing its citizens. OWS's library, which was known as the People's Library, was destroyed by the New York Police Department, and it was part of America's cultural history. They're destroying our documents, our books, the artwork, and an event that's part of our nation's history. Right now, the New York Police Department are throwing over 5,000 books from our library into a dumpster. Our only question now is, will the fuckers burn them? Which we don't know if they did or not. At the end of the piece I wrote, I put, which report do you believe? The corporate media report from MSNBC, which acted like everything just was peachy keen? Or do you believe the story from Alternet? MSNBC does not mention any of the violence perpetrated by the cops or the complete and utter destruction of the camp. Like I said, the National Lawyers Guild said it had obtained a court order that allowed the Occupy Wall Street protesters to return with tents, and Mayor Bloomberg flat out fucking denied it. He set up his brown shirts around the entire perimeter of Zuccotti Park as soon as they drug everybody out of there, and he would not let anybody else back in there. That injunction was supposedly to prevent the city from enforcing the park rules that were published after the Occupy Wall Street protest began. Now, yes, the park is owned by a private company, but the rules of the park are that it is to be used by the public. So, you know, the whole thing in the injunction was that they tried to change the rules after the protest began. And those new rules would bar protesters from bringing in tents, tarps, and sleeping bags. And those are the motherfuckers that won today in court. Mayor Bloomberg actually is trying to use the line that he was trying to protect people's rights and keep and protect public safety. All I have to say is bullshit, Mayor Bloomberg. You're a lying motherfucker, and you were in contempt of court. There's really not a whole lot left for me to say today. I spent most of the day online watching Ustream, waiting for that decision to come down, which should have come down well over 2 hours ago. It's now dark, and it just now came down. One really good Twitter site, if you want to read it for all things legal, is called uslaw.com. It's at uslaw_com. And one of their most recent tweets is, Brookfield owns Zuccotti Park property, though they have pledged it for public use in exchange for building permits, whatever the fuck that means. This case continues. A summary period is complete. Now the city has 30 days to apply to the original petition. But the fact remains that people can stay in the park. They just can't have anything to keep them warm. They can't have any tents. They can't have any tarps. They can't even have fucking umbrellas, I guess. I'm not even sure at this point. There's a ton of good articles out there that I would suggest reading on this subject. Another thing that's really kind of interesting that came out today was that Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan admits that 18 cities were consulting on Occupy crackdowns. That's at Alternet also. I'll read a small piece of that article. It says, rumors have been swirling around various Occupy camps that a series of major crackdowns in recent days, spanning from New York to Denver to Oakland, with several others in between, were being done on the orders of Washington. However, that's highly unlikely. I don't believe it's unlikely, but the article goes on to say it is. But in an interview with BBC News, Oakland's mayor casually admitted that she had participated in a conference call with officials from 18 different cities to discuss the OWS movement and tactics for managing the camps, etc. I suggest reading that. Everything that I discuss on the show, I'll have links to on my website after the show is over. But that's a very interesting piece. And like I said, these crackdowns have been boom, 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 day after day. They're cleaning out. I think today they cleaned out Occupy Phoenix. Another thing that was interesting that happened today was Brookfield Properties issued a series of confusing statements about the Liberty Plaza raid. Of course, they're trying to make it sound like they had nothing to do with it. You know, they're basically full of shit. You know, they just want to keep the occupiers out of there. A post that I read early this afternoon while I was listening to Ustream was from the Greenville Post, which it's a really good blog that I read. The name of that is, what happens when a government builds a massive, unaccountable police apparatus to thwart infiltration by a foreign menace, only to see the society it's supposed to protect take to the streets for entirely different reasons? And it's a really, really, really good piece. And like I said, it looks as though we might be about to find out. The Occupy protests have been mostly peaceful, with few fairly dramatic exceptions. And there's also something that a lot of people shouldn't forget. There still can be agent provocateurs out there, and I'm one of those people who believe that there are agent provocateurs out there. I also believe that the cops in New York City were channeling all the homeless and the emotionally unbalanced people into Occupy Wall Street so that Bloomberg could make the case for the quote-unquote public safety. The article goes on to say, but the sight of a huge police presence in riot gear is always startling and the tactics that had been honed in Europe, such as kettling, that's when they put them in those orange, put everybody in an orange netting, against anarchist actions, have not been as common in the United States as elsewhere until now. More standard forms of crowd control, such as aggressive use of pepper spray and quote-unquote rubber bullets. On my blog, I've shown you what those son of a bitches do, have so far been the outer limits of the police use of force here in the U.S., but it is hardly the outer limits of the possibilities. There were reporters who at least tried to make it in and get past the police, and the police promptly arrested those poor fools. Think Progress has an article up. It says, shortly before noon today, a New York Daily News reporter, Matthew Lysak, who is covering New York City's crackdown on Occupy Wall Street protesters, filed a three-word report: I have been arrested. Julie Walker, a freelance reporter for NPR, was also arrested last night while covering the crackdown, despite the fact that she was wearing an NYPD-issued press pass. She was arrested. She was wearing one of their fucking press passes. I mean, this is amazing. This is our police state, folks. Walker spent 3 to 4 hours in police custody before she was released at 7 a.m. To her credit, she immediately went straight back to work. I have a whole bunch of different articles on this whole subject of the bullshit that went down in New York last night. A lot of it covers how the reporters who really wanted to do their job, you know, were told by the police, no, you're not going in there, and if you try, we're going to fucking arrest you. So there's a ton of stories like that out there. It's just disgusting how this shit works. There's a new site that I found recently. It's called the National Memo, and it says crackdown on Occupy Wall Street. Zuccotti Park raided under media blackout. Pepper spray and batons used in the tents were all cleared out, you know, using bulldozers. The National Lawyers Guild did what they were supposed to and obtained a court order, which was promptly, you know, like I said, ignored by that fucking asshole that runs New York, Mayor Bloomberg, Mr. Richie Rich. So we've got a couple callers on the line. Let me see what they got to say. Hold on a second. This is a caller from area code 810. You're on the line.
Hey, it's Diane G. How are you doing, Dusty?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, kiddo. How are you?
Good. I just got home from work and read your piece. I was unaware that this happened overnight. My blood pressure is beyond. My blood pressure could run a small city right now.
You and me both.
Honest to God, and you've got it exactly right. They're brown shirts. I mean,
yep.
You know, as I said in the comment on both your blog and in chat here, I mean, do they not just fucking get it with their tiny brains and steroid shrunken balls? I mean, the 1% is not going to do anything for those police officers. They're going to be, you know, have to take concessions, have to take cuts, have to take layoffs, and they already have. And the rest of their families aren't rich 1%ers. I mean, how can they be doing this in good conscience? How brown shirt brainwashed are they?
Well, and the fact is that a lot of times what they're arguing for when they go in and try to, if they're not asking for money, they're asking for things to save their lives, you know, like they're asking for, you know, for pieces of clothing that will save their lives. They're not always in there asking for money, you know. So, I mean, when they start shutting these unions down, that's the kind of shit those guys are asking for. And you know, I find it amazing that they can stand there, you know, and pull these kids out by the root of their hair, you know, and tear gas them all, and then they can go home and look themselves in the mirror and go to sleep, you know, after the end of their shift. It just fucking amazes me. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Don't they understand that they're the private army for the elites?
Yep, that's what they've become. This is our America.
I do have a question for you, though. One of the things that you cited in your article mentioned that somebody tweeted that they used sound cannons. Has that been substantiated? Did they, in fact, use sound cannons on that crowd?
That's what was in the alternate article, and to be honest with you, I have never heard of the sound cannon before, so I was going to look it up. I spent most of the day waiting for listening on court, listening online for the court to, you know, because Bloomberg, of course, ignored the TRO and wouldn't let anybody back into the court, into the park. So I spent most of the day online waiting for that to come down. And it didn't come down until 5 minutes before I went on the air this afternoon. So I never did
right.
get around to looking
Sound
at looking up.
Basically blast a sound that will basically bring you to your knees, and if they crank it or leave it on long enough, it will burst your eardrums. You'll be bleeding out the ear.
Wow.
And it's you know, kind of not as nearly as severe. It's just as severe as the microwave cannons, where they microwave the whole crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, these are high-tech weaponry of crowd control that, you know, I reported on, 5 to 10 years ago, and people were going, oh, they'd never use that on us. You're being paranoid. Hello?
Yeah, exactly. No, the shit they're using on them, and that was by a tweet. That was by a tweeter. It gives the time, where is it? It says 3:13 a.m., NYPD deploying a sound cannon. 3:08 a.m., heard on a live stream. They're bringing in the hoses. So 3:05 a.m., NYPD cutting down trees. That's so they could get the guys who had chained themselves to the trees. I mean, they're, you know, a lot of this is unconfirmed tweets that they're printing from Alternate. Alternate has a really good article up that I linked to in my write-up, and you can read the whole piece. Plus, they've also got some video that you're not going to find on corporate media sites either of how violent it got, even though the corporate media, not one fucking article I read today did they say anything about the police brutality and the police violence that was involved in this clearing out. You know, it really, you know, they're covering it all up. They're all in conjunction with each other as far as, you know, making it sound to the people who get their sound bites and 30-second news from the networks every night. They all think, well, it was no big deal. They just made them all go home, you know, and that's not what happened. It was quite the opposite.
You know, one thing that you did mention, and I'm in a total agreement with you, is agent provocateurs. And I do believe
yes.
there are agent provocateurs. There's always COINTELPRO. I mean, duh. But on the other hand, I think the mood is changing as well. There was just, I just got one of my email feeds from Rabbi Lerner, who is a Tikkun and Jewish Voices for Peace activist.
Yeah, I get
and
his email. I'm familiar with him.
Okay, so he had said that he went to a meeting of clergymen, rabbis.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was mostly rabbis, but I don't know if there's other denominations involved. And, you know, when somebody got up and suggested only peaceful means, Gandhi, blah, 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 they just kind of, that got voted down, and they said, you know, we're getting to the point of any means necessary. When men of the cloth of any given religion, not that I hold religion in high regard, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, they pretty much are men of peace or proclaim to be, start going, God, they're beating the hell out of us and abusing us. It might be time to take arms up back. Well, golly, you know, I mean, how many, I know it changes the public sway, but how many times can we take meetings before we go, we're not going to take it anymore?
Well, and the problem I see is that we can't get the corporate media to report the truth. You know, that's the biggest part of all, is that those son of a bitches aren't giving us the truth. They made everything I read today, from the Post to MSNBC, it all acted like it was just a peaceful clearing out of the park when it was anything but. It said some people said that the sound cannons were seen, and some say were used, but as of yet, there has been no confirmed reports of them being used. So they might have brought them in, but whether they were used or not, nobody's actually been able to confirm that.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, it's only one aspect of the violence. The violence has been widespread, and the theft and destruction of property has been widespread. Earlier this week, even before this, there was a ruling that computers and other items that have been taken from the camps, recording devices, whatever, needed to be returned to the owners. And as to my knowledge and everything that I've done, and I'm pretty good at Googling,
mm-hmm.
that has not, in fact, happened. They destroyed all those books. They destroyed all those tents. They destroyed people's private property.
Yeah, they did. And they said, if you want your shit, you can go get it from the sanitation department, which is basically the trash dump. That's what the sanitation department is. It's a trash dump. You know, it's where they just throw it all in a fucking heap, you know, in a trash dump somewhere. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You know, and the really stunning part is that the judge who made the original TRO to protect them was a former member of the ACLU. And the first thing that the asshole Bloomberg did was jerk her ass off of the case. So he got a former DA, one of his buddies, no doubt, to go ahead and handle this case that came up today that took him, you know, all fucking day to make a decision on. And, you know, his decision was, well, they can be in the park, but they can't have anything to protect themselves from the weather. No tents, no tarps, no umbrellas, no nothing. You know, so in other words...
Umbrellas?
I'm not sure about the umbrellas. I read that somewhere on Twitter this afternoon because, like I said, I spent all day sitting here reading Twitter and watching Ustream. You know, people were even saying that the report... I'm going to have a link up to everything later on my own personal website, including a copy of the judge's declaration, which I guess will say what they can and can't have. But one law site that was tweeting it live said for sure that they couldn't have any tents or any tarps at all. So they didn't say anything at all about, you know, about umbrellas. But, you know, they're not going to be able to spend the night if they can't, especially it's raining now. It started raining this afternoon. So, you know, they can be there, but they're not going to be able to stay there all night unless they want to sit there in the rain just in their coats. And you know, this is America, folks. This is fucking America. God bless
us
all.
Yeah, we're not
all.
Supposed to ask permission to be on our publicly owned properties. We own them. We make the rules deciding what can and can't happen on them. And if we change, if enough people change their mind about the land usage,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, who has the democracy here? We do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they're trying to move Detroit out. They asked for a 2-week extension to be able to move their things. They want them out really in time for the Thanksgiving parade. So somebody's offered this huge ass building that they can stay in for the winter. Well, tell me how an Occupy movement works when you move a bunch of people into a closed warehouse.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
Really occupying. It's like putting homeless in a warehouse. It's
it's getting them out of the way so you don't have to see them, and they're not really getting anything done. They're not going to bother anybody, and whatever it is they're trying to accomplish is not going to get accomplished. One of the things that the U.S. law Twitter site said was, that, you know, and I hate when they come, if they thought they knew it best, why the fuck didn't they represent them in court? But they said that the petitioners left many valuable arguments off the table, focusing instead on the reasonableness of rules, not Brookfield's authority to create rules after the fact, which is exactly what Brookfield did. After those guys got in there, then they started changing the rules. So, they're trying to end it, and as I said earlier, there's been a conference call between 18 major cities, between the mayors of 18 major cities on how to shut these things down. So they're all in collusion on how to shut them all down and do it without as little publicity as possible. You know,
they cut the press out by extraordinary means. Arrested the press,
yeah.
As you said earlier. I'm going to go ahead and concede and let you take your other caller now to not hog time. Thanks for having me on, and I'll continue to listen as I do the housework I have to do as I got home from work.
All righty, honey. Well, he already hung up. Right. Thank you for calling in. All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. All righty. That was Giant G, who also does a radio show on Occupy Wall Street. Hers is called The Wild, Wild Left. And she also does an Occupy Wall Street show at least once a week. I don't remember what day of the week. Our show here, Be Monsters, is on every day at the same time, 5 p.m. Eastern. I do the Tuesday show. Our show is presented by Roundtree 7, the number 7.com. I'm always supposed to throw that in, and half the time I fucking forget it, so I apologize for that. Like I said, the most important stuff to me was, Allison Kilkenny is one of the few people who was inside of the Occupy Wall Street movement from the time all this bullshit started last night in the middle of the night. So she has a radio show of her own. It's called WeAreCitizenRadio.com, and I'll put the link up to that, where she does a radio show on the entire raid and destruction of the Occupy Wall Street camp. So I haven't listened to it yet because, like I said, I spent most of the day waiting for that fucking decision to come down, which it came down 3 hours later than it was supposed to. But as soon as I get offline later today and I lay down because my back is killing me as usual, I'm going to listen to her show, and I will put a link up to her show so you guys can listen to that one as well. I don't have a lot more to say other than I'm just really, you know, this is America, folks. This is fucking America, you know, and not only do they ignore restraining orders from the Supreme Court of the state of New York, but they get away with it. And then when they don't like the judge who made the restraining order, they just get rid of that judge and put in their own judge. So welcome to America. I hope you like it because this is what we got. And I don't know if electing Obama next time around is going to make any difference or not, because he's keeping his fucking pie hole shut on all this. And his Department of Justice hasn't come in to investigate any of this shit yet. And, you know, basically our police have become militarized against its own citizens. So that's something for everybody to keep in mind as you're sitting around thinking about how much bullshit we're all going to have to be putting up with and how they're really doing their best to shut down the whole Occupy Wall Street movement. And if they can shut down Occupy Wall Street New York, then you know they're going to be able to shut down Occupy Oakland. They're going to be able to shut down Occupy Denver. They're going to be able to shut down every occupation that spends the night anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and sign out now. I've been on the air for a little while, not that long today, I guess, because basically I'm just really uptight about what happened. I'm going to go ahead and play a short song by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's called For What It's Worth, because we all got to think about what it's worth and what we want to do about it. Y'all have a good day.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.